mina ngombono wami ngathi kona abantu kuhle ngoba amasosha after iminyaka eyi-37 bemsekele umgabe sebemnanzelele ukuthi asiwo muntu naloyo ababecabanga ukuthi nguye. Ngingathanda ukuthi ngixwayise abantu ukuthi benanzelele ukuthi amasosha bahluthulanga umbuso ngoba besebebona ububi bukamgabe, bahluthule umbuso ngoba besebebona bona ukuthi bangagcina bephandle. Ngemva kokuphutha kwamnankagwa bekuvele kusobala ukuthi singalandela ogeneral bathethe umbuso ngoba besebesesaba ukuthi bazagcina bekuthithwa embusweni. Abakwenzelanga mina lawe lokhu abakwenzileyo bazenzele bona ukuthi begcine umbuso bebe sembusweni.
Nanto udaba Mr. Juru, wena uthi?
Mina ekuqaliseni ngiyisimebe into eyirongo, but after i-statement eyenzwe yi-ZGF ukuthi ayiso cool, ngabona ukuthi into eyi-right ngoba vele i-problem le ayicalisanga today. Uyazi i-coup yokuqala iyenzakale ngo-2008 ma uMorgan Tsvangirai win i-election against uRobert Mugabe, bayala ukuthi abuse. So I saw into him is something emangalisayo ngoba it's something that once happened in Zimbabwe. I'm sure abantu bayajabula because kade bengasafuni vele.
Kodwa umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele lapha uthi yena abantu bengajabula masinya lapha. Utsho njalo yini Mr. Ndebele?
Ya, mina ngithi abantu bengajabula masinya ngoba asikwazi ukuthi kuzenzeka. No, ya, mina ngifike ngamangala kakhulu sembona uMorgan Tsvangirai sebesenza i-statement bekhuluma ngokuthi kuyamele kube ne-transitional authority, into ezinjalo. Ukuthi amadoda lawa sibili asezitshela athi wona asehlulekile sebedembe uthi wenga umunye ozabakhipha enkingeni leyo. What if uthi wenga angahamba evalela ngelo mgabe bephume le-solution which does not include i-opposition, bazayenzani? Ngoba it's not an obligation yamasosha ukuthi be-include i-opposition. Bathe bethatha umbuso, bathe bona abathathi umbuso balungisa izanu, into esezanwini. Anyway, we know that was diplomatic, it's a coup. But bathe bona they want to deal with the criminal elements ezikuzanu, which is they are dealing with the problem ezikuzanu, okuyiyo eyagcina iyine i-election. So they don't have all obligation ukuthi bekhulume le-opposition. Bangadicida ukuthi hayi madoda lisinedise lapha, but bangaba ne-solution which does not include the-opposition. Bazenjani abe-opposition?
Ubona njani udaba lolu Mnumzana Juru?
Mina angiboni ukuthi into yokuqala, angiboni ukuthi ama-opposition ajabulele ukuthi bazongena ku-inclusive government or something of that nature, but bajabulele ukuthi uMugabe yena ngokwakhe uphumile kumatrix as a politics, uyabe ephumile engasekho ngoba kuyi-problem politics zaseZimbabwe. So noma kuzobusa ubani, uMnangagwa or ngubani, ubona as kuzoba ngcono than uMugabe.
Nanto udaba Mnumzana Ndebele.
Ina yithi i-problem, while uMugabe is part of the problem, i-problem enkulu yaseMugabe yi-system, asomuntu yi-system. UMugabe wadliwa ngo-2008, abakwaziyo bathi uMugabe wayesephele izikhathi efuna ukuhamba. Amasosha la hathi hayi awuyindawo, uMnangagwa bathi awuyindawo, uyahlala khonapha, wahlala uMorgan kwathiwa udliwe. So ngibona ngani okumele sikunanzelele ukuthi khona angikwazi ukuthi abantu bakuthatha. Of course I know we are desperate for change, abantu bacabanga ukuthi i-change that comes in any other form of change, but engizibuza khona ukuthi uMnangagwa kambe angaba ngcono yini, andlela bani? Mina ngimaze ngumuntu owabula labantu bakithi kakhulu ngesikhathi e-Gugraund, maze ngumuntu ongazange nje kuyinibakwenzayo in the last 37 years. Abantu abangathi hayi uMnangagwa ungcono ngoba wakwayenza lokhu lalokhu, is one of the two ministers abaku-government since 1980.
Mnumzana Juru, akusigqibela uhlelo.
Mina ngithi abantu baseZimbabwe kabavume ukuthi sokule change, ma i-change ibuya ngendlela ezingafaniyo, and thina njengabantu baseZimbabwe sifuna i-change. No matter i-change iza nobani, ngusathane, ngubani, as long sokule change kuphela. Sifuna i-change, asivume ukuthi kule change plus asibe nayo, siyigcine kahle i-change yakhona.